Lord gave this scripture here today. Very familiar story in the Bible. Daniel chapter 3. If you want to open up with me, we'll start from verse 14. But, you know, I like how God used the same, amen, to show us stuff. And it may not, just like I said this morning, it may not be a big bang. It may not be a big firework display. Yeah. Maybe just something small, amen, to show you, hey, this is what I need you to say for me. This is what I need you to preach. This is what I need you to do for me. Amen, and do it. You know, and I thank the Lord for that. The book of Daniel chapter 3, verse 14. If you have your Bibles tonight, verse 14 says, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do you not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Think about that verse for a second there, and we'll keep reading. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine own hand, O king. But if not, be it known to thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And I want to stop right there for a second. We'll continue to read here in a second. But you know, I wanted to get to this part here. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, king, we are not careful to answer this. And I got to thinking, what were they exactly saying there? And the more I thought about it, I believe these children here were saying, you know, we're not going to hesitate on answering this question. We're not going to think about answering this question. Yeah. We know what the answer is. Yeah. We are going to serve God. We're going to follow our God. And our God will deliver us out of this fiery furnace. You know, so many times in this life, you know, we battle that old devil and we battle the situations that we face. And, you know, if people want to test just how good and how ground our faith is, and they just want to see how far they can push the Christian people today in this life. Just like I said this morning, we see churches under fire, people being mowed down in the church house, and people dying, innocent people dying, people that are standing up for God, living right, living the way the Bible instructs us to do. And, you know, and they'll even go as far as, you know, Caleb, I just don't quite believe in God. I don't believe that there's a true God there. I don't believe that there's a higher power. But you tell me why. Why should I believe that there's a God? Why should I believe that I should be saved? Why should I believe that I need the Lord and Savior in my life? You know, I'm going to use that same answer that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. I'm not going to be too careful to answer this. I'm going to tell you like it is. Hey, man, I'm not going to be afraid of that old devil. I'm not going to be afraid of people that battle us every day. I'm not going to be afraid of everything he throws at us. I'm going to look the devil straight in the eye. Hey, man, and I'm going to plant my feet down, and I'm going to tell him exactly what the Lord tells. Hey, man, so many times we get afraid. Hey, man, we get shook up. Hey, man, we live our lives on the edge. We live our life walking on eggshells for people. We're just scared to death to talk about the Lord. We're just scared to death to talk about God in our lives and what he's done for us. But just think about how many people that we're leading away from God. Think about how many people are falling by the wayside. Hey, man, and entering the gates of hell at this moment. All because we're scared to death, amen, to talk about the Lord. And we're scared to death to talk about what he's done for us. At church years ago, amen, God came into my life. Amen, I've said it many times, but I'm not going to be careful to answer this. Amen, and he took that old sin out of my heart. Amen, he took the drinking away from me. He took the filthy mouth away from me. He took the old places that I used to hang out away from me. He took the people that were negative in my life. Amen, that was leaving hell out of my life. Church, that's what God has done for me. Now, what has he done for you tonight? Amen, are we too careful to answer it? Are we just scared to death? Amen, to talk about what the Lord has done for us. Amen. Oh, no, Caleb, you just don't understand the people I'm around every day. If I say something like that, I could get fired. If I say something like that, people will disown me. What nothing to do with me? So be it, amen. It's for the Lord. If you lose people along the way, so be it. It's okay. It wasn't meant for them to be in your life anyway.
That's right.
Amen, church. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm sure, lost a lot of friends that day. Boy, they had piles of people. I can picture this king. They've been sitting up here overlooking the whole city, overlooking all these crowds of people. I'm sure the fiery furnace was a big event in those cities. When people were burned alive, I'm sure people piled up. I'm sure tickets were being bought to see the show. Amen. People, innocent people, being thrown to the furnace because they were afraid of that old king.
Right.
Amen. But these three that were sent from God, amen. Amen. They looked that old king straight in the face. And they said, "Old king, let me tell you something. Amen. No matter if the God we serve shows up or not, we won't bow down to death to you, God. We won't bow down to your image. We won't bow down to that old devil. Amen. You can forget it. Toss us on in there."
Amen.
They were willing to step in the line of death. Amen. To fight that old devil. Amen. I want to get one thing straight. That old king right there, that's the old devil. Amen. Anybody today, church, amen, they'll take the golden image. They will take the calf. You see a little Buddha statue sitting. I go to these houses, you'll see them sitting in the moth bed. And you'll see snakes. Amen. Statues sitting in the moth bed. Amen. You'll see these statues sitting on the fireplace when you walk into the house. But not a Bible to be seen anywhere. Amen. Not a picture of Jesus Christ anywhere. Amen. Not a picture of the Lord's Supper anywhere. Amen. You even mention the Bible in that house. You're never allowed back there again. Amen. Images set up this life today as we speak. And people are bowing the knee. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. They sat there and said, "Oh, King." Boy, let me tell you something, O King. There ain't nothing you got. Amen. There's not an image that you make. Amen. It's going to cause us to bow the knee to you. Amen. Our God will deliver us from this old fiery furnace.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read a little bit further. Amen. The Bible says, "Woo, thank God. But if not, be it known to the O King that we will not serve that God nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. Oh, that old devil gets mad on him. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. Amen. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. But listen, church. And then these men were bound in their clothes. And then hosen in their hats. And their garments were cast to the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And therefore, because the king's commandments was urgent, the furnace exceeded hot. And the flame and fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Woo, thank God. The Nebuchadnezzar, the king was astonished and rose up in haste. And he spake and said to his counselors, "Do we not cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire?" And they answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see 4 men. Woo, thank God. Walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no herds, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Praise God, church. Listen, the Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace. And he spake and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the kings and the counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Woo! Praise God! Nor was an hair of their head singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them.
Amen.
Hey man, I'm talking about a fireproof faith, church. A fireproof faith. Hey man, they threw them boys in the fire. Hey man, and they got up there. Hey man, that old king, I'm sure, sat back. He pulled that old coat. I'm sure he walked out of that chair. And he thought he just accomplished it all. Hey man, he showed them 3 boys a thing or two. He showed them that there is a God. And it was his interest, didn't he? Hey man, church. Hey man, I can picture him walking and looking down there. And seeing 3 boys, and when along came the 4th one, woo, praise God. Amen. He said it was an image like the Son of God. Amen. I truly believe that Christ was in the fiery furnace with them. Amen. I truly believe that God sent him there and to bail them 3 boys out. Amen. A fireproof faith. And they had a faith that fire could touch. And they had a faith and that the smell of fire could be on him. Amen. They had a faith. Amen. That was not shaken. It was grounded in God. Amen. A fireproof faith. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo. Praise God. Amen. This church. Hey, listen now. Amen. When they came out, amen, they walked in there. And I can picture them walking in that old key. Amen. Walking and looking at him. I told you, old boy, what happened in amen, church. I can picture him looking at that old key. I told you our God would get us out there. Amen. Not only did he get us out, but he was walking there with us. Amen. He was right there following us. Amen. I can picture him walking around in that little hole right there. Not a singed hair on their body. Hey man, I believe their clothes was just as good as they went in.
Yeah.
Hey man, I believe they come out not a mark.
Yeah.
I believe they come out not a burn mark on their body.
Right.
I believe they came out perfect in health. I believe they came out glory. Glory and glorify God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen for what he done.
Yeah.
But you know what the story reads? I'm going to read this further. Hey man, oh, you better listen to this. Listen to this. Okay, so let's backtrack here. Hey man, we had a king that made an image, amen. He told them they had to bow down to this image. And the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
We're not going to be too careful to answer a meeting. We ain't going to care to answer this real quick for you. We're not going to do it. Amen. We have faith in our God. A fireproof faith. Amen. No matter how much you heat that thing up. Amen. No matter how many men you might have sent that furnace. Amen. God is going to bring us out.
Amen.
Amen. So God sent His Son. Amen. And went in there and got them out. And here we stand. Everybody's gathered together out there. And the Bible says, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. He said, listen, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants and trusted him and had changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any God except their own God. Therefore I spake a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut to pieces and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver out of this sword. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
Right.
Let me tell you something, our church. Woo, let me tell you something. So God delivered them out. They were all standing there, not a hair on their body singed, not a smell of smoke on their body. Hey, man, but you know, not only did that happen, but that king said, well, listen, everybody, I changed my mind.
Right.
Hey, man, there is a bigger God than my image. There is somebody bigger than me. There is a higher power. Amen. There is somebody that you can turn to. There is somebody, if you're going through a rough time tonight, that can deliver you out of that fire. There is somebody tonight, if you got marital problems, that God can deliver you out of that. There is somebody tonight, if cancer's knocking on your door, that He can deliver you out of that fire. Amen. There is somebody tonight. Amen. If you're on your deathbed, amen, can take you right off there.
Amen.
We're all going through a fiery furnace sometime in our life. Amen, but the biggest thing tonight, you have a fireproof faith tonight. Amen, you have a fireproof faith. That's something, amen, that no devil can't touch you with. Amen, it's something that devil, no matter how hard he throws, amen, no matter how hard of a life he puts you through, amen, that he can't touch. Amen, church, let me tell you something tonight. The Bible says if we endure the race, amen, we shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen,
if you endure that race, amen, you're going to come out without a hair singed. You're going to come out without a smell of fire on you.
Right.
Amen. You're going to come out unharmed.
Yeah.
You will receive a glorified body.
Amen.
Eat it up, church. Get your spoons out and scoop it up. It's good.
Right.
Amen. We talked about this morning tasting of a spiritual gift, heavenly gift. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. It's good to know, amen, that God provides spiritual and heavenly gifts for us. Amen. It's good to know that we have, amen, a fireproof faith that will not be shaken.
Amen.
Amen. To lead us into the pearly gates one day. One day to lead us to the family of praise that's left to go on.
Yeah.
Amen. One day to lead us to the throne of God, that we can forever be with the Lord.
Yeah.
A fireproof faith.
Yeah.
Ain't that something tonight? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. They talked about these Hebrew children.
Yeah.
Now, in your mind, can you not think of kids here?
Yeah.
Amen. They say Hebrew children, the kids might come across, maybe young adults or something like that. I don't think they were old people. I think they were young people on fire for God.
Amen.
I believe they were young people that ain't afraid to tell that old devil how it is. Boy, today we...
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody comes to us. Now, Caleb, you don't need to be preaching at somebody who hurts my feelings. Oh, boy. Jerry, now, you don't need to be talking about no case, no heaven to give, short of people out of here. Amen. We need all the people we get in here. Amen. You don't need to be preaching about God. You'll get people run out of here. Amen. I'll tell you about a story. I'll say this. I'm gonna hush. Amen. I'll tell you about a man. Amen. He was a pastor of a church. I sprayed his house. Amen. He told me, he said, I got a good church, a good sized congregation. Amen. We have probably 300-400 people here. It's a good sized church. Amen. Number don't mean nothing, but hey, it's a good sized church. Amen. He was approached by a deacon, Brother Jerry. Amen. I'm sure you experienced this before too. Amen. He was approached by a deacon. He said, listen, amen, before you take this church, I want you to know something. You see that man that's sitting right back here in the corner? He said, yes, I do. He said, that man owns a brewery company. One of the biggest brew companies for beer there ever is. We depend on his money. Yeah. Amen. To come in every day. Amen. You need to keep that man happy. You run that man out of here, the church is going to hurt.
Yeah.
That preacher said, he said, Caleb, I had no choice but to look the man in the eye. He said, I told him, you got the wrong man. You got the wrong preacher. You got the wrong pastor. I don't need to be here. Amen. He said, he told him, he said, that man right there is the last on my list to make happy. Yeah. He said, I've got to get people to heaven. Yeah. And that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Needless to say, the deacon ain't there and he's the pastor. Amen. Think about that, church.
Yeah.
You gotta have faith, amen. You gotta have a fireproof boldness and faith.
Amen.
Amen. To stand up to the old devil in times where you think maybe just too tough.
Yeah.
Amen. You may be working, amen, for being a teacher these days. The school system ain't that easy. Amen. They put so many restrictions. Hey, you don't say God, you keep that out of here now. You don't say this, you keep that out of here now. The kids don't even be hearing that. But they'll fill their heads with a bunch of other junk in there.
Yeah.
Amen. We gotta have the boldness and the fireproof faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Knowing that God's gonna see through that old mess. I have faith that one day God's going to deliver us.
Yeah.
Amen. Just like those boys right there said, oh, King, you can say whatever you want to do, but our God will deliver us out of here.
Amen.
And even if He don't, we still won't bow.
Amen.
Church, I believe, I always tell people, you know, I'm going to go to the grave, believe that there's God, believe there's a higher power, believe in the Lord and Savior. And even if they're right, when I leave this walk,
yeah,
at least I know, amen, I lived a good life. At least I know I've done everything I can to make people happy,
yeah,
amen, and help lead a good life too. Amen. It ain't a sad day for people today that don't give God a chance. They don't want to hear His name. They don't want to believe in Him. They got everything else going in their lives. They believe in the Big Bang Theory, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
They believe, amen, the almighty dollar. They believe in a man sitting in the White House behind the desk. That's what they put their faith in anymore. Amen. But that won't get you where you need to be. Amen. A fireproof faith, church. I'm going to ask you tonight, as you stand, Brother Eric can get a song. I'm going to ask you tonight, how is your faith? Hey man, you may be lost. I don't know. I don't know where you stand. Hey man, but how's your faith tonight? Hey man, are you willing to say, I'll face the old devil and walk out of here and I'm going to tell him exactly how it is? Or are you going to be one of those people? Oh, stay away from me, devil. Please don't touch me. Oh boy, God needs, hey man, people that are willing to stand for Him. Not willing to take a knee and hide. Want somebody to take a stand for Him. Because if you take a stand for Him in this life, He'll take a stand for you when you leave here. Amen. Amen. If you got a need, please come. I hope there's something that word, amen, may touch your heart tonight. I don't know. Amen. If you have a need, please come tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord.
There is a place somewhere below I've heard and read about.
Won't you come tonight? You have a need. Fireproof faith. A faith not shaken. A faith that old devil can't rock. Amen. A faith that gets stronger each and every day in your life. A faith that you may think is weak right now. But that old God can strengthen that old faith. Amen. To make you a stronger person. A stronger soldier for Christ's sake. Won't you come tonight? Won't you come? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Is burning in my heart.
Abraham, hovering